But now, from the deep water, girdler of earth and shaker of earth, Poseidon came to arouse new spirit in the Argives. Calchas, he seemed, with his unwearied voice, addressing first those two, fiery as he, the men named Ajax.
Ajax and Ajax, fight to save the Achaean army. Joy of action is what you must remember, and have done with clammy dread. Elsewhere I do not fear the free spear-arms of Trojans, though they've crossed our big rampart in force. They can be held, all of them, by Achaeans. Only here, in this one place, I am most afraid it will go badly for us. Here this madman Hector, like a conflagration, leads them, bragging he is a child of Almighty Zeus. I wish you were inspired by some god to hold the line hard, clamped hard here, you two, rallying others. You could block and turn his whirlwind rush away from the long ships, even if the Olympian sets him on.
The god who girdles earth, even as he spoke, struck both men with his staff, instilling fury, making them springy, light of foot and hand. Then upward, like a hawk, he soared, a hawk that, wafted from a rock point, sheer and towering, shoots to strike a bird over the plain. So arrowy in flight Poseidon left them. The son of Oileus knew his nature first, and turned to say to the son of Telamon, "That was one of the gods who hold Olympus, here in the seer's shape telling us to fight abaft the ships. It was not Calchas, not the reader of bird flight. From his stride, his legs as he went off, I knew him for a god. The gods are easily spotted. As for me, I feel more passion to do battle now. I tingle from the very soles of my feet to my fingertips." And Telamonian Ajax answered, "So it is with me. My hands itch to let the spear shaft fly. Power is rising in me. I can feel a springing freshness in my legs. I long to meet this implacable Hector face to face." So they assured each other, in that joy of battle which the god inspired. And he, meanwhile, put heart in the Achaean soldiers rearward, taking a respite among the ships. Dead on their feet from toil of war, these men were losing heart. Now they could see the Trojans massing as they crossed the rampart. Watching, in silence the Achaeans' eyes grew wet. They saw no way to escape the evil hour. But he who makes the islands tremble, passing lightly among them, stiffened the backbone of all those rugged companies. Teucerus first, and Leotus he commanded as he came. Then Peneleus, and Thoas, Deipyrus, and last Meriones and Antilochus, clarion in battle.